Hello, pet. Now, as a prelude to our little procedure, our exploration of desire, and imposition of a little hypnotic nest egg to be opened to your benefit at a later date, please just listen and visualize as I present. Allow yourself to be guided while the now expanded and freed up power and memory of your mind can be guided by an outside, trusted assistant rather than directed from within. And because you have more of your mind freed up by your slowly drooping, relaxing state, it should be a little easier to focus and fixate and call to mind and modify if we decide together that something would be beneficial to impose, absorb, and map on to your everyday. And therefore, simply relax. Relax and hear what I have to contribute. Your body at ease. And perhaps it would be extremely pleasurable if we first called up the memory. Not one memory, but the aggregate of many memories. Every time you've reached between your legs and begun to stroke, begun to touch, begun to work yourself ceaselessly onward, running your hands up and down your shaft, one or both stimulating a degree of intent stimulation which you might rarely visit upon yourself, but which in this memory and at this time, as something begins to happen, as you begin to experience a different mix of sensations, it will be very pleasurable to remember all of the times when you've gruntingly crossed that climax, felt your body shiver, shudder, ache, arch. All of these things, easy to recall because of what a striking memory that is. What a powerful reminder of yourself, of your desires, of your hidden aches and pleasures. Therefore, summon that thought now. Let it fill you, yourself, pleasure overtaking, body groaning and coming. Yes. And there are a lot of things which happen during the ascent toward orgasm, during the blissful time afterward. There is a shift in perspective, in need, in the same way that a kind of pressure leaves us when climax arrives. At least if we've had our fill. The word people use is satisfied. If we are satisfied, we're less inclined to feel that aching need to ascend toward orgasm. Otherwise, we'd just end up in a vicious cycle of pleasuring and coming and pleasuring and coming. And so it's good that there's a bit of a refractory period there, a time when you're perhaps too sensitive. And when, perplexingly enough, all the little fantasies that were driving you before climax will often flow out of your head. They're no longer needed. So the training of most people is to simply set them aside, to forget them. Now, you know that entering trance is extremely pleasurable, that there is a reason you would pursue this opportunity to listen to my words, to shape your experience, and it goes beyond merely helping your subconscious mind to adapt to new ideas, to develop new responses, to learn new things. There's also the simple pleasure of trance itself. Weighing heavy in your mind, teasing you. Reminding you of the pleasure you felt when you were so very deeply down. So listen, and relax, and simply accept the pleasure and allow it to roll through you, roiling with the pure, wonderful tranquility of where you are. Despite the fact that fulminating in the back of your mind may be some extremely sensual thoughts about just sinking in to that peak sensation, which is a prelude to the refractory period I mentioned earlier. Calling your attention now to that refractory period, please do relax further, as you may find the increasingly sexual images, the roiling, rigid need that is welling up from within, becomes quite soothing in its own way. There's a comfort in that long, stroking ascent toward pleasure, toward orgasm, toward your needy ache being satisfied, and taking that pleasure and extending it just a bit past the climax, letting it hang around you, like the vestiges of a particularly good trance may hang around you in the wake of your soothing, pulsing, tensing musculature, arching back, gasping, thrusting hips, spurting cum, needy grunts or groans or restrained sounds. It is less relevant what the particulars are, and more relevant that we hold in your mind an overall image of that particular ache, that particular need which does enter into you at the moment prior to climax, that point of no return, leveraged against all your other senses, a constant throbbing, yes, 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 in the background of your mind as you ascend over the peak. That's what we're calling to mind here, fixing in your consciousness. It can later be recalled. Perhaps it could even be mapped over you, brought to the forefront of your mind, even after your climax is done, returning you to a state similar to the one you're in now. The vague, relaxed, fading consciousness which simply waits, which responds to preconditioned desires, which heightens fantasies that have played through the mind, oh, so succinctly throughout the day. A flash here, or a manifestation there of a thought, a need, an ache which always lurks within and finds its expression only rarely, a desire. So, let's focus on the intricacies of pleasuring yourself, of touching and stroking until you spurt, spasm, arch, come, and find yourself on the other end of that blissful, spasmodic presence which then gives rise simply to the wonderful afterglow, the relaxing peace of self, and the waiting for your legs to cease twitching and the rumbling, pleasurable sensation from your thighs, your buttocks, your calves, all the way up, in fact, your back, to your head where all that pleasure exploded with delight when you climax, waiting for all of that to be ready to be set aside, leaving you open. Now, as I mentioned, there are certain urges, certain fantasies which exist and are more powerful when we are ascending toward orgasm. Things we would agree to do, things we would yearn to do, and they're all tied together. And the issue, of course, is those urges wait inside of us. And nowhere are they more manifest than in the moments before climax when we would do anything to keep the pleasure from stopping, when there's a powerful psychological, biological, and mere physical momentum urge to keep doing what you're doing because it feels good, and the closer you get, the better it feels. And when that feeling has been achieved, of course, all the things that seemed oh so important on your ascent might seem less important. Fantasies we thought for sure we would carry out may by that time have fallen by the wayside. But they can be retained, restored, brought thrumming back to your consciousness with a simple process of hypnotic anchoring, of discussing and calling forth the memories, the fantasy, the ideas and desires, making them the foremost focus in a mind. And once that mind is thus directed, imagining and envisioning, voluntarily or in some way less deliberately, every stroke, every throbbing inch, a pulsing, needy length being worked slowly or quickly, industriously or lazily, toward a peak that is ultimately inevitable, with that fantasy and memory of stroking, of coming. Oh, and the gasping, squeezing of buttocks and thrusting of hips that are called to mind when it is the focus of your mind. Well, that's a very enticing image, I should think. One which it is easy to retain. In fact, we have a kind of generalized image, a desire in our mind. When we think, maybe it's time to masturbate and get rid of some of that pent-up pressure, we don't necessarily think about a particular time of self-pleasuring. Instead, we may end up thinking of a general image of how good, pleasurable, relaxing it is to touch, to stroke, to momentarily become caught up in the moment, the peaking, resonating pleasure that says yes, yes, more. And in the wake of that pleasure, when we've passed the point of ascent, the point of no return, the point of climax, and have entered the glorious after pleasure, the refractory period, the waiting where if you wanted to pursue that climax again, it would be rendered quite impossible, because you would need to wait at least a little bit until the throbbing sensitivity had faded. Focus on that time now. Now, I think we can agree that if you find more time to trance out in your everyday life, it'd be good for you from a health perspective, from a mental perspective, and certainly from a sexual perspective. You'd have more time to ruminate on your fantasies, on the things I have handed you which dwell with you, following you from idea and sensation, from one node within your trance to another on the wide woven web of the right thoughts, the correct things to move you a little deeper, as if we were pressing on each tumbler of a lock, until finally you hear the right click and sleep at the right moment. Now the fantasy I mentioned, the idea of going over, of masturbating, of coming, of needing to do each of those things. Well, if we put all this together, we get an attractive thing, something you will do. I do not need to suggest or request or ask you to find opportunities to get off, to push yourself beyond your limits, to gasp and arch and come. Instead, I will focus your mind on some pleasurably fetishistic side paths you could take. Perhaps paths that are very tied up with the hypnotic pleasure you are learning more and more to enjoy. You are absorbing the enjoyable elements of, allowing the euphoria and relaxation which are inherent in taking the time to stop, to waft and wash over you, resonating from the tips of your toes, archingly up the same nerve endings that may cause them to curl or push or tense when you come, moving up your body past your thighs, the words and the relaxation and the euphoria pausing briefly at the seat of sexual pleasure that is there, that is washing and pulsing through you. And you know, there is a very tangible sign when you've come, when you felt your shaft pulsing and pressing against you, when you felt yourself, oh, practically pleading, yes, 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 in your mind, saying that this is the right moment. A moment of perfect balance between that point of no return prior to orgasm and the relaxed, soothing feeling that is going to rack your body when it finally untenses. That state's a lot like trance. Very similar. Certainly similar enough to be useful to the both of us. We share a goal here. A joined aim. To impart on you a fetish, a desire, which lingers. Something which, though it is also masturbatory fuel, bringing you closer to climax by its pleasured visualization, is nonetheless something which clings to you after climax, which intensifies rather than falling away, which leaves you wreathing, yearning, possessed with the lust of the forbidden to do something that comes as automatic as an action undertaken in a trusting, relaxing trance. Listen. Visualize with me. You may notice the sudden, yet not unexpected, quite expected, deep breathing relaxation of your body, and just how arousing it can be. Your body every bit as enthralled and entranced as your mind. And even when your climax has passed, when your body and mind are deeply breathing, expelling all stress, bringing in all that pleasure, that's the trigger, the sliding moment of transition from one state to another. You will go from someone who is merely stroking, merely trailing fevered fingers up and down the length of your shaft, feeling that warm, gasping, squeezing ache, to someone with a sudden, relaxing euphoria riding through his body, reminding him to simply sleep, relax, trail your hand upward. Ugh, almost feel another climax at the contact of your warm, aching cum, the sign of your climax, bringing it to your lips, trailing your tongue across them, moistening, anticipating. Rather than the forbidden fantasy fading away at that climactic peak, instead remember these words. Remember this state. Remember an urge. An urge that once planted within you may begin to grow greatly. You see, that's the thing about relaxing, sleeping, trancing out. All of these words are being passively heard and actively interpreted. You're listening to me as you would any conversational partner. But once my words enter your mind, they may take on additional meanings, may fuel additional desires, take fantasies which already live there, enhance them, and take moments in your everyday and connect them to those fantasies. So envision the form, the function, the desire. I mentioned a desire, a yearning that has already taken up residence in your body, that has already passed from me to you, an idea that will grow, because feeling the, oh, intense pleasure of orgasm is quite a tempting thing. It's a thing that draws you in, a sensation that maps over your body, reminding you where you are, making a powerful memory. And while you may think that every individual masturbatory experience tends to blur together into a kind of climactic haze. You could also say that about many of the elements of trance, that dreamlike sinking. But you still certainly remember the purpose. And elements of the trance still hang in you, dappled and ready, stroking through your mind, lulling you down, helping you relax at the same time that they embed very deeply. And so every time that you stroke to climax, every time you crest that hill and slide moaning down the other side, body spasming and clenching, you'll be embedding a certain desire, a fantasy that we have so thoroughly linked between the desire on the ascent and the desire after. So as I said, envision with me the following. And maybe some of the things that I say will drift into your cognition and hang with you, being actively listened to and passively interpreted, being made into something ever more pleasurable, more potent, more mind-consuming. Listen and relax. Lying there, your hands, or the hands of another figure in your imagining, hands moving across you, stroking your cock, trailing over the head, tingling there, making you squirm, making your buttocks clench. Perhaps you trail a hand down to toy with your balls as well, feeling the churning come inside as they pull more tightly against you, your hand stroking up and down again and again, moving the flesh of your aching, rigid cock, your body perhaps arching, maybe subtly sweating, maybe breathing deeply. Your eyes may be closed or open, but at that moment, as your buttocks clench and you move your hips almost subconsciously, you feel yourself cresting toward a climax. You know there is a point of no return, a point beyond which it is inevitable that a certain thing will happen, inevitable that you will feel the spurting, clenching, come. Moving onto your hand or your stomach, or simply burbling back down across your cock if it's pointing straight up. And with the contraction of muscles that forces your body to that, oh, inevitable conclusion, so there can be a contraction of your mind as it seems to become less relevant what you're thinking. A blissed white euphoria washing over your brain. A simple yes. Yes, whether you say anything aloud or not, certainly that climax is a moment when your entire body is tensed and anticipating the yes, yes, yes to come breathlessly through you. Well, at that moment when you are saying yes to the sensation of pleasure thrilling through your form, also say yes to sliding deep. You know you like to trance out, to take some time to simply fall back into whatever surface you're lying on, to feel yourself perhaps being drawn in, to be the subject of such blissful, complete euphoria. Yes. And since that's something you yearn for, something good and right and correct for you, when you feel that sensation, might you not give in to it and allow your fantasies of sliding your fingers through your warm, flowing cum, oh, the sign of your recent orgasm, of remembering back to this moment, this listening, this time of being drawn in, and lick your lips, bring your cum to your lips and swallow. And memories of sweetness, of delicious desire, will thrill through you, engulfing you. When you cross the point of no return, when your body gets so near to that time of shuddering release, The mere sensation of being so close to orgasm makes you thrill, makes you come. And in that process of coming, makes you gasp and remember and trance. Your fantasies manifesting, your mind fixating, feeling yourself droop, your fingers move automatically, scooping up your cum, moving to your mouth, opening, swallowing a blissful sweetness which ruminates, inside your head, inside your body, flowing through you as if it were dissolving, more and more of the pleasurable thoughts throughout you, the fantasy of just consuming, of needing to swallow your cum after your orgasm, of needing to consume and give in and knowing that it will feel pleasurable. Just as pleasurable as this trance, and that therefore every time you do it, it will intensify your existing desire, making it more potent, more powerful, more diverse in your system, as every time you come will be a little bit different, and it will be a new circumstance in which you drop to that almost trance, to that place where body and mind are focused on one thing, fulfilling a fantasy that has, rather than falling away, only intensified. You will consume your cum, letting it flow down your throat in an act of almost ritual-like devotion to your tranced desire, lurking within, waiting to drive you to pleasure, to orgasm, to sensations beyond the norm, furthering every urge, making you more and more ready to give in, to yearn, to desire an increase in pleasure, which will come the next time you come and allow the sweetness, the delicious urge to fill you. Your hands to move automatically, as if upon a tranced impulse, moving your cum to your lips, smacking them, swallowing. Perhaps your breathing will be deep. Maybe your body will be extraordinarily relaxed, as if every muscle from the tips of your toes to the top of your head we're letting out all of its tension, becoming nothing but a vehicle to manifest a trance that has been waiting for this opportunity to come out and make you feel very good. Your body at ease, relaxing, easing down, losing any tension or momentary discomfiture, leaving you in the wakes of a recent spasming climax, with your hands scooping your cum, bringing it to your lips, swallowing greedily, automatically, an ingrained response. And each time it is done, it will become more powerful, more entrained and useful to you, because that act of swallowing, of drinking in the sign of your recent climax, will do something that hypnotic trance is often very useful for doing. It will recall a memory. Imagine, if you would, that you could recall with perfect clarity the memory of the orgasm you just had. Not the ordinary clarity of memory, but something different, hypnotic. Your body suddenly shuddering again, a second little shiver, not an aftershock, but an echo of the earlier pleasure. And every time you complete your little ritual, swallow your cum following your climax, that echo of climax will crowd over you, washing away your senses for another blissful moment in a storm of yes, yes, yes. So every time you come, your hands will move downward, find your cup, scoop it up, swallow, and in the process of swallowing, feel that pleasure return. Feel your body shudder. Feel your mind congratulate you on a thing well achieved as the sweetness slides down your throat, as your body arches and feels the pleasure again. And in that second throw of passion, you will once more be taught this little ritual's importance, how good and relaxed you feel afterward, how complete you are, how everything about you has been allowed to relax, removing stress, increasing need. A need that has developed, that was always there. But now, rather than fall away once you hit the point of no return and climax, now when your cock spurts and comes and throbs, and your body arches after it, pulled by the strings of that climactic release. Instead of the fantasy, the urge, the need falling away, it will get even better, even more intense, reminding you that if you complete the ritual, if you complete the next stage, if you slide your cum-soaked fingers to your lips and suckle them clean, if you let yourself drink deeply, another echo of pleasure will fill you, along with you fulfilling our little tranced bargain, as elaborated here. And in knowing you've fulfilled that, you'll find yourself even more at ease, peaceful and ready, relaxing, licking your lips, anticipating the next time that you'll fulfill a desire which will only grow, only intensify, only become all the more potent every time you return here. Because after all, it's based on the idea that a trance will return to you. We have trance anchors, for example, when I say night-night pet, or similar things that help you go back down, that help the tension slacken from your shoulders, that help a smile return to your face and your body, perhaps find a comfortable repose, and then ease into it until we're done our little conversation. And because you're so used to that idea of the ready hypnotic trigger, you are very skilled and equipped to understand that when you climax, that's a hypnotic trigger, returning you here to something very like this, where, at my prompting, the memory of my prompting, you will drink deeply, and the memory of your pleasure will return to you in a uniquely sensation-filled, orgasmic way, something that fills you and makes you shudder and gasp as you did the first time. So that rather than one point of no return, there is another, when you have slipped into the throes of deeply, deeply drooping down, and your hands move almost automatically to bring your cum to your lips, which also curl automatically around it, drinking, luxuriating in the shuddering, deep-breathing, pleasurable memory that will wash over you when the last of your cum has been consumed, and when your mind is wrapped up in the feeling, the taste, and above all that, above all else, wrapped up in the urge, an urge that will return. Whensoever you come, you may just find yourself slipping deeply down to here. To this point in trance where you've been listening, remembering, mapping what's happening onto your experiences, and letting it fill you, letting it make you feel good, a second time after you come, as you consume, as you are consumed by a pleasure that grows from within, your mind whiting out and saying, yes, 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 and more importantly saying, more, more, more. And when more pleasure does come, when you feel so good after letting your cum be eaten, after letting your mind in its easy state simply consume, that will help entrain you to have that response every time, to find yourself drinking deeply, remembering your orgasm, mapping it onto your whole body, just right. Just the way you know you not only want to, but need to. A craving deep within you that is going to fill you up, that is going to bring you back again and again, training your mind to respond in a very specific way, to pursue a fantasy that, rather than vanish when you reach the heights of pleasure, will grow, intensify, overtake your sense and your reason, and leave you twitching, leave you wanting. And in wanting that, you will pursue it. And when you pursue it, you'll be ready. You'll ache and want and need, and you will find yourself returning to that desire again and again, pursuing that pleasure. Once more, and then another time, training yourself by returning to these words, and letting yourself drop into a blissful trance every time you come, to take that moment to cover your fingers in your cum, slip them into your mouth, drink deeply, and let yourself feel pleasure again. It will feel so good to train and drink deeply. So good to fall into that sensation and not emerge until you've had the last drop, until your eyes have fluttered and your mind has returned here. Oh, and you've found a second set of aftershocks to make you shiver and say, yes, yes, so good. A good sensation that I'm sure your mind will hinge upon, since it will induce pleasure, relaxation, and a constant throbbing awareness of just what you will do when you are done, of just what you will want to do when you've come, when you've spurted, when you've squirmed, of just what you will drive yourself to do, and of the thoughts that have already taken up residence and will grow more powerful every time you associate pleasure with eating your cum after you come. Associating pleasure, growing the urge. As the urge gets stronger, your understanding of your hypnotic inclination will grow stronger too. And as those things feed one another, the feedback loop will just create a strong, lasting, aching need. A need that lurks inside you, waiting for an outlet. Waiting for an opportunity that will come the next time you do. And when you come, you will consume and then be consumed by pleasure, the orgasm you just had, a memory, vivid sensations washing over you the moment the last drop passes your lips, making you shudder. And making that response all the more solid, all the more automatic, all the more real every time it happens. And when it does happen, you're sure to seek it out, sure to desire it more completely, pursue it, map it onto yourself, train yourself in this way, so that when you come, you sleep, and when you sleep, you automatically consume, fulfilling your need. And when you've done that, your reward is the vivid memory of your recent pleasure, mapped on your body in that hypnotic, relaxed state, leaving only after, it's fulfilled its purpose of making you need to do that again and again. And you will enjoy yourself.